I'm your host,
Charlotte Anderson.
And I'm drunk. Oh, wait, I'm Mandy. And I'm drunk.
I'm Courtney. I'm going to hang out with these guys tonight.
Listen, we've got a very short parable that we want to share with you. If you know us, you know we love booze. Mm-hmm. And yeah. We love roller coasters.
So many roller coasters.
Do those things go together?
Yeah, they're called... Yes. They're called boozy coasters.
Yes, they are.
So please sit back, grab your favorite beverage, and enjoy some of the stories. I mean, how many stories do we have? There's got to be millions.
We're going to share two.
Okay, two stories. Two.
Hey, maybe seven.
What's in that glass? What are you drinking?
It's a black box Cabernet Sauvignon. Actually, here.
Let's put some up in there.
There we go. Mama like.
It's not me peeing.
So we have a very rare occasion where Mandy, Charlotte, Courtney, we're all in the same goddamn room together. Yes, magic is happening.
It's fabulous. We're not catching COVID. We're catching farts.
We're catching the clap.
Well, it turns out I was a little gassy. We went up to the top of Palm Springs, and it just compressed everything in my body.
That was cool. If you guys ever get the chance to go to Palm Springs and take that tram up to the top, it's scary and fun, and it's kind of like a roller coaster, only scarier.
It's awesome. You stand in it, and the floor turns around, so you get like a 360-degree view.
As you're going up the tram.
It's cold up there, so make sure that you check before you go up. Check the temperature that it's supposed to be at the top of the tram.
It could be 70 degrees at the bottom. It's going to be 30 degrees up top.
Very cold, but very beautiful. An amazing ride. I love it.
I'm kind of wondering what it feels like up there when you're hitting the 122s down here. I'm kind of wondering what it feels like up at the top of that mountain, because it was probably like, I don't know, 30 degrees up there when we were up
cold.
There.
Yeah. It's fucking gold.
Anyways. Roller coasters, booze.
That was like a fucking roller coaster, though.
It was, and we
I
had
really
booze.
Feel like that. And I was drunk as shit. I took an entire bottle of Fireball up with me. Which
may explain why you're getting...
I think that the tram ride up is an inspiration for our parable tonight. And I'm going to go get shot glasses.
God damn
it. Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd.
Heavens to Betsy.
All right, so we're West Coasters. We're on the...
Correct.
We're on the old the West Coast. And our roller coaster park of choice has always been Magic Mountain.
Because Magic Mountain is the shit.
Six Flags, Magic Mountain, Valencia, California. As we've grown up a little bit, I've come to appreciate Disneyland a lot more. Plus, I love California Adventure because they make a fucking delicious cocktail. It'll cost you $20, but I'm telling you, I haven't had a better old-fashioned anywhere in the world.
I'm a cheap-ass bitch. Can I still sneak my booze into Disneyland? Yes, I can, because I will.
But didn't you love Carthay Circle? Didn't they have great, great drinks? Remember when we were there with Dawn and Lauren and Craig?
I didn't get to go to that.
Oh.
But what I did and do go
Why
to is...
Why do I get the big one?
Oh, you noticed.
What the fuck? This is like twice as
Listen,
much as
I'm
you
in the
guys.
Middle of talking right now.
Oh, are we talking over you?
Listen, I'm going to work on that. And I apologize. I drink wine and charcuterie plates. Bitches.
Sorry, go on. What were you saying?
I don't even care. cheers. Fireball.
Okay, so. Your shot was bigger because you're better than all of us.
No, that's not true.
That's a fact.
Cheers.
Cheers. To Fireball.
Fireball?
Here's to bad decisions.
Can we brush our teeth with it?
God damn it.
Oh, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like my life.
I don't like it. The mistakes were made.
Oh, poor decisions.
Mandy, you gotta finish it.
I'm not finishing that.
Listen, you're being a little bitch right
I'm
now.
I'm not gonna finish mine unless you finish yours.
I just got diabetes and cancer.
Do it. Do it. Keep going.
I can't.
Go, but, do it.
It's like a tumbler.
You got it.
You'll be fine.
No, I just almost puked. I can't puke on the podcast.
I'll do it.
Oh, okay. My God. Here we go.
Your shot was so much bigger than everybody else's. I didn't mean to do it.
Don't worry. I'm going to be relatively quiet during this podcast.
All right. What were we talking about? Don't worry.
I finished Mandy's shot because she's a vagina sailor.
A what?
A Trump sailor.
There you go.
Butthole. Everybody's got a butthole.
But Trump is a loser and... Oh, wait. What?
Mandy's not a loser. She ignited the night. Sorry, I'm reading the back of the fireball bottle.
I'm imagining.
You've got tonight.
No.
No. Okay.
I'm imagining Yacht Rock, the actor that plays the Journey guy. What's his name?
Steve Perry.
Yeah, Steve Perry going ignite the night in his karate suit and his mullet.
Welcome to the 80s. It's going to be around forever.
Anyways, we promised you a short episode, and we've already fucked you over.
Sorry, we failed.
Let's tell our listeners what we're drinking.
I don't know at this point, to be honest. I literally don't know.
We were really classy earlier on. We went to a fancy Italian restaurant that was called...
Johnny... something.
Craig.
Johnny fill in the blank.
Johnny Costas. It was delicious. We had some amazing, expensive wine, an amazing dinner, and now we're back at the timeshare finishing off our ghetto wine.
We picked up this box out of the gutter and we're slurping it down.
We are trying to... We leave tomorrow, so we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Charlotte, you are enjoying a black box one. Black box. I'm trying to finish off a
Kirkland
box Cabernet Sauvignon.
But the very delicious wine that we drank was an Oren Swift is the artist, or is that the winery?
The winery, yeah. Oren Swift winery. It's a Papillon.
Papillon. It reminded me of the Oz logo of the TV show from HBO.
Prison.
I never watched it, but I was like, why does that remind me of Oz? And Torin is like, because it looks very much like the Oz thing. I'm like, oh, good.
I feel like prison's kind of a theme because I also heard the term prison purse for the first time on this trip. Which is a...
Mandy, what is a prison purse?
It's a nice code way of talking about your butthole.
Or...
Lady's got two purses.
Yeah, that's the one.
I just like the butthole. So when I say prison
I know
purse,
that you do.
Touche. I earned that and I deserved it. Anyway. What were we talking about before we were so rudely interrupted?
Roller coasters, bitches.
We were going to give you a couple of roller coaster tastes. I think the first one involves an amazing trip to Magic Mountain with Mandy, Courtney, Charlotte, Laurie?
Yeah.
Laurie.
James. Valerie. No, Valerie wasn't there. James.
James. Your mom.
And Joe.
Our neighbor.
Not Courtney's Joe.
Mandy's mom's boyfriend at the time, Joe.
Joe, the neighbor that my mom gave our house away to.
Who isn't the Joe that I'm currently... Oh, this... That's, we're going to call
Joe,
him...
Joe, the man who stole our house.
We're going to call him Jose.
Okay, Jose.
His name is Jose.
Well, his name is technically Jose, but the man goes by Joe, and he stole my house.
Let's hear a word from our sponsors, and then let's tell some fucking stories.
Plan.
Sounds good.
Poop, crap, drop a deuce. We all have to do it, but not everyone wants to smell it. The next person coming to the bathroom knows that you just got done blowing mud, and the leading toilet spray makes it seem like you're a dainty little lady that just built a flower power dookie castle. And trust me, there ain't nothing dainty about taking the Browns to the Super Bowl. You aren't fooling anyone with that purdy turdy basin spritz. You can't trust some poo purry spray. You need a poo growly spray to tame that beast you just birthed. Everyone knows that cooking a butt burrito doesn't smell like vanilla raspberry or lavender eucalyptus. It's time for a real restroom scent spray that doesn't sugarcoat your bombing of the bowl. Poo Growly provides real-world scents to cover the deposit you're making at the porcelain bank. The next time you launch a butt shuttle, try one of our scents, like Rabid Skunk, Reefer Madness, Burnt Hair, aka Mandy, or my favorite, Joe Drank Too Much Whiskey Last Night. So the next time you have a brown dog scratching at your back door, unleash the power of Poo Growly.
Poo Growly is offering Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners 20% off your first purchase. Just use the promo code BM at checkout. That's BM. No, not that BM. It's for Bad Mormons at checkout.
Hey there again, girlfriends. Hopefully you've had the opportunity to check out our feminine hygiene line, Temple Twat. Our goal is to help keep your hole holy. I'm here to share with you our brand new product, Disappointment Diaper. Heavenly Father and I know that each time you give your husband the red rain check, that's a missed month of creating a new soul for your sect, the potential for a new prophet, a future bride for Uncle Hollis. Disappointment Diaper is like an adult diaper, only about 4 times the size. Worn under your garments, Disappointment Diaper is meant to puff out, letting all of your sister wives and fellow community members know that you failed at furthering the family this month. At the end of the week, when you're done simmering that spicy red clam sauce, chuck Disappointment Diaper in the wash. Hopefully you won't need it next month, but it's there just in case. So wash out those hip lips and give the mister another swing at the squish mitten. Disappointment Diaper from Temple Twat, helping to keep that hole holy.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners get 10% off your first purchase of Disappointment Diaper with the promo code Death Valley. That's 10% off your first purchase of Disappointment Diaper with the promo code Death Valley at checkout.
Hey, do you guys remember that time that we went to Magic Mountain and James got kicked out for being drunk at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, I do. Not just James, but Joe as well.
But it's funnier when you say it like that.
It's true. And also, Joe was standing up for his honor.
I remember waking up that morning and, going for a cup of coffee and getting ready to make a cup of coffee. And James saying, oh, hey, I got something for you. And he was already blending up booze. I think we got to the park like at 10, like, so this, we're talking like 7:30. We wanted to get up early so we could like experience roller coasters all day. And I at that time, I enjoyed getting drunk just as much as everybody else. But I think back then I had a limit. You couldn't do it until 6 p.m.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Unless you're on vacation, which I was. But at 7:30 in the morning, when somebody like put something, like I smelled it and I was like, what's wrong with you? It's the Breakfast of Champions or something. And so I had a feeling before I had even had coffee that something was going to go south.
Yeah, so we lived, my mom lived in Laguna Niguel, so that's like an hour and a half drive up to Valencia to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain, which was our, roller coaster park of choice.
Correct.
Like Courtney said, we got up early, super early, so we could get there when the park opened, maximum roller coaster time. And was this the first time we had kind of discovered boozy coasters? I know we were just dipping our toes into it, It was never a thing that really seemed like it would be a good idea to do together. You're like, roller coasters, fun. Booze and roller coasters together sounds like a vomiting diarrhea nightmare.
We did. That's all I can think of right now. So yeah,
we did get vodka to bring in with us because when we had stopped at a store to get the vodka that we were going to sneak in and drink later on in the afternoon while we were riding roller coasters, and James had gotten a 12-pack of beer that him and
Joe,
I'm gonna call him Stepdaddy Joe. Stepdaddy Joe, that they were drinking. So after they had had all this booze at home, they were car partying with a bunch of Budweisers. So,
God, yeah, that's right.
That's right. And then didn't we maybe did we stop and get food or anything? No, we just went straight into the park.
You would usually go to the Wendy's, which is down at the base. Like, because there's a big hill going up to Magic Mountain. And then there's a Wendy's and, like, a
In-N-Out Burger.
No, that's further into town, but true. but like right at the base of it is Wendy's and Red Robin's. What's that fucking lobster? Red Lobster. Anyways, we might have gone there for breakfast. I don't think so though. I don't think there was food involved.
I think we wanted to get to the park and then like we would just like eat something inside the park when we got there.
Okay. So breakfast at Champion Smoothie, 7:30 a.m.
Was there like banana in it at least?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so we like legit made a smoothie, but just put rum in it, I'm guessing.
There was a lot of rum in it, yeah.
God bless that man.
And then, so we had the breakfast of champions smoothie, and then 12-pack of beer, car partying up there that Joe and Stepdaddy Joe, and James were drinking. And I don't think any of the rest of us were drinking, but we had bought our little flasks of vodka, the little plastic flasks, to sneak into the park with us because you have to go through the metal detector. And I really don't think we had done it before. Like, I think this was just kind of like the beginning of a beautiful romance.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So we like, you know, we tuck the bottles into our panties and some of us had already gotten through.
Yeah, half of us was through.
Had gotten through the gate. And then I can't remember. You guys will have to piece this together for me. I can't remember how we figured out like James had been stopped and they were like, no, you can't come in. You're too drunk.
He climbed something. He started climbing on something.
He was trying to sneak in for free. What had happened was, I think they did the stamp thing, and he tried to, like, I'll just get in for free. We'll do a stamp transfer or something. It was something like that, and it was just stupid. And it was like, God damn it. Can't you just be a normal person for, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah, that's right. And so then, because he had to start interacting with the security, because they were like, what the fuck are you doing? Then they realized he was shithoused.
Right, and they're like, you can't be in here. And then Joe was like, I'm defending his honor. And it was like, okay, now you have to go too, because you're also fucking wasted.
Yeah.
It's 10 a.m., you idiots. Jesus, who drinks that early? Ugh.
But I remember asking Mom later about it, and it was like that Joe happened to have a friend that lived nearby, and so they just hung out at that.
His cousin's
house, yeah. And it was just like, because at this time, like, I'm young. I'm like 19, and James, you know, is my boyfriend. And it was like, well, do I just leave him? Do I go have fun on roller coasters?
Yes.
I mean, he's the moron that got kicked out, but like, as his girlfriend, I feel like obligated to stand by his side or whatever. Cute. I didn't, but but there was this little, like, by the time I was, so that was 19, at 21 on my birthday when he got kicked out of the karaoke for my 21st birthday in Florida. That was like, yeah, bye. I have things to do, which is not with you. Bye.
So anyway, you go into Magic Mountain and you can go up and get a souvenir cup that you spend $20 on, and it entitles you to dollar refills all day. So we went and bought a couple of those cups and got them filled, snuck into the bathroom, started pouring vodka into them, and shared that. And that's how we first experienced boozy coasters.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. You'd think that we got really buzzed. I think that we, you know, we didn't get like shithoused or anything, and we didn't do anything to the point where we thought we would barf on a roller coaster.
Right.
Smart.
Yeah. And back in the day, I didn't get like headaches or nauseous from roller coasters like I do on some of the old ones now. Like, give me a smooth roller coaster and I'm fine. I can like ride that shit over and over again. But like the old ones that are so like rickety and shake your body around.
Yeah, Viper can't do it.
I'm way too fucking old for that shit now.
Remember last year when not Stepdaddy Joe, but my Lava Joe and our
say Lava again.
Lava.
Lava. We went to Cedar Point and we had gone over to Cleveland to watch a Seahawks game. The roller coaster park there, Cedar Point, still was open for the season.
So I don't know what Cedar Point is. So
Cedar Point is a roller coaster park. It's got like a lot of the, like, if you watch a top 10 or a top 20 roller coasters of all time, like at least half of them are in their park.
Okay.
They are amazing. And even just like watching YouTube videos of like, they'll just like put a camera on their roller coaster. Like, we watched a bunch of those before we went, and I can't tell you. I would totally go again. When I went, though, I was like, I hadn't been to Magic Mountain in like over like 10 or 15 years. We hadn't ridden roller coasters or anything. And I thought, oh my God, I'm gonna, what if I'm too old for roller coasters now? And it's just like, I rode the first one. So,
nope, good.
That park's on my bucket list.
Wait, is bad? Or
no, I was just like, I'm not too old for roller coasters. This is amazing. They're scary. And like the safety, like you think about the safety, like on those, a lot of their roller coasters like do these like really hardcore turns, but they only have like a thing that's pressed against your legs. Like you don't get
like a belt across your lap.
A full-on lap bar. You don't get like a full-on, you don't get like a carriage. Or anything coming down. And so, like, you're, like, whipping around corners. You're just like, ah! Am I going to fall out? Right. It was amazing. Whenever you plan your trip to go, let me know. I'll go. But, yeah, everybody needs to go to Cedar Point.
Yeah.
I'm down. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's been on my list forever. It looks so cool. And it's, yeah, like, the tallest roller coaster in the world is there. The fastest roller coaster. It's just, like, yeah, all the best shit is there.
There is a... an epic boozy coaster experience that we had at Magic Mountain. Mm-hmm. You remember the time that we went there and we decided to go out to the... we snuck vodka in, mm-hmm. and then decided to come out to the car to eat lunch. We had brought sandwiches or brought something to, you know, have as lunch and, you know, maybe like grab more vodka.
Maybe just like have a cocktail.
maybe sneak some more vodka in. But we had brought our cups out there and like ate our sandwiches, had a cocktail out there. And when we tried to go back into the park, Joe had vodka down his pants and he got in. I don't know if you had vodka in your pants.
I'm sure.
And you got in. Laurie and I walked in holding the souvenir cups and they took the cups from us and they opened them up and they smelled them. And they're just like, well, this smells like booze. My first thought was like, I thought vodka was the no-tell drink. I just looked at him. It's a 19-year-old kid telling me, I think I'm 30 or something. I'm probably older than that, like 35. Yeah, I was 35 because that's what I said. And he's like, well, this smells like booze. And I was like, well, yeah, I went out to the car, ate some lunch. I had a cocktail. I was like, you drank in the parking lot? Like some kind of degenerate. And I'm just like,
you don't fucking sell booze in there. What am I supposed to do?
I was like, I'm 35 years old and I'm on vacation. If I want to have a cocktail in the parking lot, I'm gonna. And it's like, I'm not. Hopefully, it doesn't kick me out for being drunk.
But he is only 19.
And he gets another, like, I think 20-year-old over there to, you know, as backup. And Laurie and I are standing right there. Laurie's not saying anything. He's like, well, I was like, we're not drunk. Like I said, we're on vacation. I'm 35 years old. I'm old enough to drink. It's not an issue. He's like, okay, well, we're going to have to confiscate these cups. And I said, okay, I'm going to need a refund. And he looks at me like, what? And I was like, those cups are $20 each.
$25.99.
Yeah, that's $50 worth of cups you're confiscating.
We bought them so we could get refills throughout the day. If you're going to take them away from us, then I want my money back. I'm not getting the value. I'm not from this state. I'm going home. I can't bring them back. And their compromise was Laurie and I had to go into the bathroom and wash them out. So we went in there and we washed them out and, like, you know, gave him a big, like, sarcastic, okay, thanks, dude. And we went to one of the concession stands and got some orange soda and said, Joe! right back on the boozy coasters.
It was all about that frozen lemonade.
That is nice.
Some vodka in with that.
Well, now they have beer. Me and Blake went recently. They don't have hard alcohol, but if you can sit down for a burger or whatever, they'll serve you some beer. And it was just like, because we were hungover from the night before, and I was like, Blake, I don't think I can go on any more of these roller coasters. Like, I'm hungover as shit, and I'm going to throw up all over you. I need to get a cocktail. And so I had a beer, and it was like, it helped a little bit. But luckily, Blake was just like, I'm actually kind of over it. Do you want to just go home? I'm like, yes.
Was that Magic Mountain?
Yeah.
at Cedar Point, they served beer, wine, ciders. They served liquor. They had like little stands all over the place. So I was like, this is what you do so people don't have to be embarrassed about wanting to do boozy coasters. It's expensive, but you know, it's...
Well, it's like going to a concert or...
going to a football game.
Exactly. Yeah. You go to a baseball game. You're gonna spend $16 for a beer.
Makes me feel better about myself. But we noticed that a few years ago when Charlotte came down to hang out with us in San Diego, they were selling beers and wine at the zoo. And
love the zoo.
Smart.
We were like, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's like a cash cow. Why wouldn't you sell it? Mm-hmm. Right? They're even selling it at Disneyland now. Well, California Adventure.
Right. Disneyland's still a no-go.
Yeah. California Adventure, by the way, the Carthay Circle restaurant, I think I've probably already said this before, but they have amazing cocktails, and it's 1,000% legitimately the best cocktails I've ever tasted. It's like, you know, $20 for a... I think I got an old-fashioned, and it was just top shelf, like really fucking good. And it's like old, it's like a Art Deco old Hollywood style.
That's cool.
It's really cool. Like the whole vibe is really cool. Of course, it's Disney, so it's like every detail is perfect.
Mm-hmm. The only drinks I had at Disneyland, and actually, correct me if I'm wrong.
Wait, let me finish my thought real quick. Just to end the last Carthay Circle pitch was Lauren had that pear martini.
Right.
Oh, I guess you weren't there.
I wasn't
for
there.
That.
Yeah.
Anyways, the pear martini was totally like one of the best things I've ever tasted. So if you ever go to California Adventure, go to Carthay Circle at least to have a cocktail and some appetizers, and it's totally worth it.
Because we go well before COVID shut everything down. We would go to California Adventure, get charcuterie plates and wine at the.
Did you say charcuterie?
It's a charcuterie place. Shut up.
No, you said it right. I'm proud of you. I
call it a cootery.
It's my cooter plate, and I love it. I was really trying hard, and now you made me all self-conscious.
Right. Bad Mormons, keeping it classy.
So go to badmormons.com. There's some kink there. Anyways, I got nothing.
Russell's wine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just saying, like, they've got delicious food. But if you go to Disneyland, I think the only place you can get a drink at is the Star Wars Cantina, which is awesome.
That's right.
Because it's an exact replica of the Tatooine Cantina, Mos Eisley. Mm-hmm. But the drinks are garbage. Like, it's not that they're garbage. They're never going to get you drunk. They're not a drink.
Yeah, it's very sweet, very rich. Well, depending on what you get.
But I think we tried all the drinks. I was like, yeah, there's nothing here I would order twice.
The presentation of the drinks is... Oh, I was going to say...
Okay, great. Okay. What about now? Sorry.
So the drinks have a great presentation.
I was going to say, yeah, the drinks are, they have a really great presentation. There's hardly any booze in them, but they taste delicious.
Well, and there's the other thing, you can only order two drinks, like, in the amount of time that you're allowed to be in the area. So you can come in, you're like, you have 45 minutes to get in and get out, and you can have two drinks, not anymore. And so I think I had ordered two, like, drinks right off the bat for me to drink, and she just would not come back to serve me again. I'm like, this is, I got it made. I figured it out. I'm going to order two drinks right off the bat, and then I'm going to order another two drinks. And she's like, no.
She walks by, and says, I'm not the droid you're looking for.
I'm not the server who's going to get you drunk.
Well, and there is a, like, it's hard to get into that place. Like,
right.
You used to be able to, like... They would take a certain amount of reservations, and then you could try to wait standby. Like, I think we just happened to get really lucky and hit a window where there wasn't a lot of people and there wasn't a lot of reservations that day. But it's like, it was one of those things where it's like, good luck trying to get into that place because the line, you will wait all day for it. And it's not worth that.
It's not worth the price of the drinks for the drinks, but it is worth the price of the drinks to take pictures in the cantina.
Yeah.
Did that make sense?
The cantina's cool.
If you're a fan of Disney or Disneyland, going there, it's something you do once to get your pictures and it's awesome. But if you are want the bang for your buck, you go over to California Adventure
100%
and get the old fashioned or the pear martini.
Yeah, or you go and I think where we go to get our wine, and I'm not going to try to say it again because I'm going to fail.
Or you can just stick a bottle of wine in your prison purse.
I could fit it.
I was going to say, Disneyland doesn't check. Disneyland, we brought in a full hydro flask, a 40-ounce hydro flask full of, you can bring booze. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Straight vodka, if you want to do that, I don't give a shit.
My idea that I was like, I think it was my idea, it doesn't matter. But let's just get drunk on the train that just goes around California, or Disneyland, and like, we get to go through all the different, like, areas of the park, and we just drink our drink. We'll go hang out in, not New Orleans Square, what is it called? New Orleans Square.
Yeah, New Orleans
Square. And we'll have some drinks and listen to some jazz music. It'll be great.
Yeah, you could make a hydro flask full of mint juleps.
They don't give a shit.
They wanted the bathtub mint julep.
But yeah, I actually prefer Disneyland to Magic Mountain these days, which I would have never admitted to in my teenage years. Would have been like, I love roller coasters. Fuck Disney, that's little kid shit. Now that I'm old, I'm like, Disney's where it's at.
I'd love to go back. I only went to Disneyland that one time when I went with Brian when I was 23 or mm-hmm. something, and I was like a little kid running around that place. Mm-hmm. I was really into Alice in Wonderland and teacups. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, and I'd love to go back to see what they've done since I've
been. The Star Wars stuff is pretty bitchin'.
I mean, it's like really bitchin'.
I'd like to go back to Magic Mountain again too, but yeah.
Okay, when COVID's over, come back and we'll go do all the fun things.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, but the studios too.
Yes. Maybe,
I need to do the Harry Potter land shit, because I haven't done any of that.
Yeah.
And Courtney's out.
Well,
I mean, I'll go. I'm not a Harry Potter fan, but...
So I won't buy you a wizard.
But I'll go.
Wizardy.
I don't want to dress up like... Don't make me dress up like a wizard.
How about this? We'll compromise. We'll do Halloween Horror Nights, and we'll get the day and night pass. And that way you can go to Universal Studios during the day... You can do all the Harry Potter shit or whatever else you want to do. And then you get front of the line right into Hollywood Horror Nights, which fucking will blow Magic Mountains out of the water.
Nice. Really? Because Magic Mountain had some pretty sweet mazes. Not mazes. Fun houses? What would you call those?
Yeah, they're the mazes.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, no, they were great. Our Hollywood Horror Nights is better.
Oh. I saw
a
Twitter picture of one of the Hollywood Horror Nights at Universal, and Eli Roth got to create one.
Yeah.
And he like took a picture of himself like dressed up in like the Hostel like just garb from.
Yeah, I think it was from Hostel.
Like with the gun, and he's like, these fuckers aren't going to know what hit them. And he was actually there participating as one of the actors. And
that's
I was so jealous. And it looked so scary and so awesome.
Yeah, but it's really fucking cool. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm not dissing Magic Mountain. Like, we had a lot of fun at Magic mm-hmm. Mountain. They had a really good Halloween situation too. But Universal Studios is like, it's like going from like a trauma movie, you know, B-film to, like, you know, a big Paramount motion picture. I mean, you're going to the Universal Studios lot. Like, it's fucking cool.
Cedar Point does their, they have a Halloween October weekends, and they were pretty scary. They were fun, and their actors were really funny. We were wearing Seahawks gear because we were there to watch a Seahawks game, and all these like scary like monsters would come up and be like, who throws the last 10 seconds of the Super Bowl? Oh, God damn it. And, you know, so even though they were really terrifying, they would make these awful comments about the Seahawks, and I'd be like, I'm safe.
Nobody is worse than Craig at these scary things. We were walking through, I guess it was it's Universal Studios, so these ghouls are coming out like, rah! Cause like, you're doing a really great job. I'm like, Craig, stop it, we're trying to get scared. He's like, Yeah, but that's like my defense mechanism. I'm like, then you don't get to stand next to me because I'm the person who will scream even if I'm not scared. Because once they hear your screams, they're like, oh, she's an easy target. And then everyone will come after you and make you more scared. So it's a perpetual motion kind of a thing, whereas Craig diffuses every scariness. I'm like, get the fuck away from me. You're ruining this.
I didn't notice if they had this back when we were going to Magic Mountain for Fright Fest when we were at Cedar Point. For $10 or $20, you could buy this blinky necklace that said, it was basically, don't scare me. So any of the ghouls that were roaming the park, if you're wearing this necklace, they knew you didn't want to be scared or you were a child.
You had to pay for it. That's great.
Had to pay $10 or $20 for the no boo. It's a no boo.
So you're going to pay the elevated price to get into the park on a theme night and then an extra to not participate in the theme.
So are you going home with clean pants or dirty ones? It's your choice. It's just $20.
One last little plug for Universal Studios is they absolutely 1,000% have booze. And they encourage you to drink it. It's very expensive.
Could you sneak in with booze?
I don't know. I haven't tried sneaking in with booze, but I'm willing to give it a shot if you are.
All right. If we're allowed with COVID to go participate, we've already passed Halloween. It's fucking, what month is this, November?
Well, I mean, next year. Be Halloween eventually.
No. Did you not hear? Halloween's canceled for like ever.
This podcast fucking sucks.
I recall another time doing boozy coasters when Laurie was with us, and you know, like booze will like loosen you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I'll try things I normally wouldn't try.
Butt stuff?
No. But they have that one ride there where they strap you in, like you, Laurie, and Joe did it together after a boozy coaster and all day, and they like it's like a thing where you guys laid down and then they like pulled you up into the sky.
Dive devil, that's what it's called. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, you guys laid down, they like strapped you in, and then they like pulled you to like the top. I don't know how many stories up that was,
it was
and then
fucking high
one
up.
Of you guys it's were supposed to like. You have to pull the pin.
Yeah, it's
and,
great.
And then you guys just like free fall. You know, like, there's no way I could ever boozy coaster enough to even try that.
I was sober when I did that.
That's crazy to me.
That was the most scared I've ever been, I think.
It's pretty great. Okay, so for people listening, essentially what it is you have, you're not strapped in really. You have you're like in a burrito. Like, it's like a blanket that just kind of, from your toes pretty much to your neck, you're in.
It's more than a blanket. It's, you're
I don't know.
You're telling me that they just wrap you in a blanket and clip it.
The way that I remember it is they have an open blanket, essentially. You lean into it, and so that gets you into it. And then all of a sudden, now you're hanging.
Yeah,
from
but
it.
It's it's safe. Like you're strapped in. It's well, not just your wrapped.
The weight of your body and you know gravity does all the work, but you're in a blanket, essentially.
Okay.
A canvas blanket.
Sure.
Fuck you.
it's a weird little lay down on your tummy but platform it's not like... that they strap you into, and it you know like I watch them strap you guys in. All I could think about is just like if this. Goes bad, I lose my lover, and I lose my best friends, you know, I don't understand why you guys are doing this, okay, let me have another drink,
it was fun. Well, so, when I went, it was me, Richard, our brother, and I can't remember who the other person was, it might have been Nicole, it could have been Dan, it could have been anybody, but I remember kind of going, we were the halfway mark up, so, like, you really, like, if you were to fall, you just die. You're very tall. You're very high up. But we were about halfway. And Richard said, look at the blood stains. I'm like, you piece of shit. Thank you. Sweet fucking Dazed and Confused reference, dick. But yeah, Richard was the person who was in charge of pulling the ripcord or whatever to then make us drop. And then you just swing. back and forth.
Was it you that was in charge of pulling the cord?
It was Laurie. And she couldn't get it.
Oh, yeah, because after a while, you having to do it. Or
they'll do it for you.
Yeah, I think Joe was trying to help. I don't know if Joe actually did it or if they...
Kaylee, you shouldn't be able to. Your arms are in a burrito.
Well, do you remember...
It's like their arms were out, like they were flying.
Well, you're right. Do you remember... So it's like a parachute. Like you go and you get them... When you get in line, and you step your feet into the two things and then you lift it up. It's like a suit of straps. I mean, the thing that you lay in is like a thing that wraps around you, but you are absolutely 1,000% harnessed into a contraption that's not going to let you die.
That's not the way I remember it, but now that you've mentioned it...
You're probably right.
You're probably right.
So, like, subscribe, tell all your friends.
Go to Magic Mountain, tell me how it works, because I don't remember.
Tell them Boozy Courtney sent you for 10% off.
Use the promo code Boozy Courtney.
Go to the Magic Mountain website, pre-order your tickets, and use the hashtag, I'm 35, I do what I want.
I'm going to miss you, Courtney, when you go back home.
Oh.
You sure you don't want to move to California?
I really like this town. Palm Springs is awesome. That dinner that we had tonight was...
Mm-hmm. You have a backyard. You could put a tent up. You could live back there.
Well, I ain't got no job.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're living in my backyard.
Might as well. I have a credit on Delta for the flight.
Yeah, we were supposed to go see Alkaline Trio and Bad Religion play several times, man. And they got canceled because of COVID, so the flights got canceled. We're just waiting.
I could bring sweet baby Jane with me. She's she's gonna be 18 in March.
She's so old.
She's old. Her and Dexter could become senior levels.
Companions. Yeah.
Dexter likes dudes, but that's okay. Yeah,
yeah. Well, it's been super fun recording the podcast.
I'm glad that I didn't ruin it this time. I'm close, though, because I'm already slurring.
Yeah, I'll be the judge of that when I do the editing.
Listen.
Thanks for joining us, as always. Thanks for the support on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
I have a website.
Yeah, technically TikTok, but I never post on there.
No. But websites,
because we're old.
Yeah, a little too old for TikTok.
We can put... the pictures of us in Palm Springs on our website.
We certainly could. Go to fhebadmormons.com for some more of us being fabulous.
But not badmormons.com, because that's something entirely different.
Yeah, don't go to badmormons.com. Actually, go to badmormons.com and then send us an email and describe in your own words what you saw.
I'd like to know in detail how it affected you.
And just once again, I'm pretty sure that this is not in an episode that we had to scrap because Charlotte was too drunk, but we want to say thank you to our patrons, Siobhan, Kathy, and Tiffany. Thank you for being our first patrons. We love you and we appreciate you very much. Get ready for some...
This is us cheersing to you guys.
Cheers.
Clinky, clinky. Thanks.
My cup's metal. But yeah, you have some fun stuff coming your way, and
you get to hear the unedited Charlotte shit-faced version of this if you're lucky.
Yeah, we got some. Gems.
Even if you want to listen to it, which I won't.
We've got some unsolicited content coming your way. You're gonna listen to it whether you like it or not.
We should have recorded the party.